Hi, everyone. It is Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen of The Divine Breadcrumb. Welcome to our first podcast. We are so excited to have you all here. It's been a long time coming. So some of you may be wondering, well, what is a divine breadcrumb anyway? So we define it as a clue or a stepping stone provided by the universe that helps you on your life's path. Sometimes it's something big that leads your life in a whole new direction. And sometimes it's a lot more subtle. You know, in fact, you might not even know it's a breadcrumb until you look back years later and connect the dots and think, oh yeah, if I hadn't met so-and-so, you know, A, B, and C wouldn't have happened. And oh, by the way, for some of you, divine breadcrumb may feel like too woo-woo of a term, but you can use sign or aha moment, serendipity, a coincidence, whatever resonates with you. The point is that we've all had these pivotal moments in our lives. And I love learning about these moments in other people's lives. You know, what caused them to do what they're doing? What's their biggest divine breadcrumb? And that's what we hope to do here in the weeks and months and hopefully years to come. Our aim at the Divine Breadcrumb is to help people on their own path through showcasing good people doing good things. So we want to interview authors and healers, entrepreneurs, artists. You know, there have been countless times in my own life where I listened to an interview or read a book that was so impactful that it changed the whole trajectory of my life. Maybe this can happen for you as well. And that's our hope. So to tell you a little bit about me, in early 2018, I made a huge life change. I left the corporate world in pursuit of something new. I didn't know what that was. And when I did it, I received mixed reactions. I would say that most people were very supportive and happy for me, but there was a small percentage of people who thought I was nuts to leave a job without having a job to go to, which was big for me. Anyone who knows me, to take this leap without having a safety net was very unlike me. And I don't necessarily recommend that everyone do this, but that was the path I took. And I had thought about it for a long time and knew it was the right decision. So for the last 6 months, I've been on a fact-finding mission to discover myself, basically. And it's been fun and interesting, but very often really scary. But it's also been incredibly gratifying. You know, one of the things I've always loved to do is connect with people, learn about new cultures, build relationships, and help people reach their own potential. But I wasn't sure how I could combine these things into a viable career. You know, I think we've all heard the quote from Joseph Campbell, "Follow your bliss." He explains it's not just about doing what you want, but identifying something you are truly passionate about and give yourself to it 100%. And then by doing this, you'll find your fullest potential and serve your community to the greatest possible extent. So that's what we were trying to do here, is like, how can we combine all these things we like to do, something that makes us happy, and do something that is, if truly serves. So that's a little bit about me. You're going to learn more about me as time goes on. But for right now, I'd like to have Deb introduce herself and give her a little background about herself.
Hi, everybody. This is Deb Sorensen. Carol and I, by the way, have been friends for over 20 years now. And we've always wanted to work on something together. This was a huge divine breadcrumb for us, coming up with this idea and working on this project together. I left the corporate world a very, very long time ago. And even though I've been self-employed for many years and enjoy it, it still wasn't satisfying my soul. I do like the work that I do. I enjoy my clients, but it didn't really give me that feeling of doing good or giving back or working at my highest potential. I was a huge proponent of Carol leaving her corporate environment and looking into what she was going to do next. And I was really hoping that it would be something that we could work on together. I think we complement each other well. And I think that this is going to be a great adventure and a great path. And we're very excited to have all of you along with us. So with that, I think, Carol, let's talk a little bit about what we want the Divine Breadcrumb to be and what our goals are for the Divine Breadcrumb.
Sure. Yeah. And I'm glad you touched on kind of where we were at with our former careers and wanting to transition out, because I think that's important, an important point of why we even got to this point. So one of the things we want to do is, first of all, we want this to be a safe community. We want everyone welcome, a no judgment zone, and a safe place for people to explore.
Yeah, I think that that's very important, because I think a lot of times what happens when you're exploring some of these sort of alternate lifestyle philosophies or spiritual changes and seeing what resonates with you, having conversations with some of the other people in your lives, they might put a little bit of a damper on what you're trying to do or what you're looking into, or they're not really ready to hear about it. So they're not super supportive. We want to support all of the information that you want to learn about, not only in what we're presenting, things may or may not resonate with you, but if there are other things that you are interested in, let us know about that, because we love learning new things too. We're not saying that we know everything there is to know. This is a growing community, growing opportunity for all of us, and to do it together in a very, very safe, supportive environment.
Yeah. And I think that's a great segue too, because one of the other big goals is sharing. You know, there was a long period of time where I was so antsy and unhappy, and I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was wearing a mask, which is very fitting considering we're recording this on Halloween, but I didn't think there was anything I could do about it. And I actually started blogging about it, and I will be sharing my blogs, which basically detail my journey on the site. But what we're going to encourage everyone to do is submit your own stories. What were some of your challenges, or what were some of your divine breadcrumbs? Divine breadcrumbs don't always necessarily come in a positive form. It might be something that developed out of a tragedy. So in the moment, it doesn't seem like this great thing, but you look back and you think, all right, well, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be on the path I am today. So we really want people to share, and we will be setting up a Facebook community. We'd like to have meetups at some point. So, you know, it's all in flux, but definitely sharing is an important part of this community.
I completely agree with that. I think that that's how we learn new things. That's how we get exposed to new things. There's that great quote about you always teach most with what you need to learn. I'm a firm believer in that. I think that we all have strengths that we can share with one another and have a great time.
Yeah. One of the things Deb and I have joked about for years, and again, it goes back to the follow your bliss quote, is, you know, we used to sit, many years talking about this, sitting on her couch or wherever we were. What are the things we like to do? Well, we like to chat. We like to drink coffee. We like to chat and drink coffee. How do we make this into a business? But honestly, as kind of all of this came to fruition, it kind of made sense. It was taking all these things we liked, chatting with people, learning new things, traveling, and it all seemed to make sense.
Yes, all of that and more. Carol and I are great coffee drinkers. Also great wine drinkers, but that's for another podcast. I think that sharing yourself with people and listening to other people is just how we connect. And it just makes for a more diverse and tolerant and pleasant community. I think that that's just where this universe or divine information or download or whatever you want to call that feeling, that's where this comes from, just that bouncing ideas off each other and getting excited, which leads sort of to our next point. One of the things that we hope to be able to do is to sort of challenge everybody a little bit. Challenges tend to bring out, although they might make you a little uncomfortable, we're not talking about big, huge leaps of faith here. We're not going to ask you to quit your job and move to Bali, unless that's what you want to do. Maybe we'll come with you. But we're just talking about little things. But we're going to post some challenges on the site just to give you an idea of some things that might sort of wake you up a little bit or lead you down another path that you might not have thought of taking. Carol and I try and do this in our own lives as well. They can be very small, something as simple as trying some new kind of cuisine we don't know if we're going to like or not, or, you know, traveling somewhere that we're a little nervous about. We hope to take you along on some of these challenges with us, and we want to hear about how you do with them and what they brought up for you and what experiences came out of those.
Yeah, that's so true. As you're saying that, it makes me think of some of the workshops we've attended and things that were definitely out of my comfort zone. I'm getting more familiar with those environments and what to expect. But in the beginning, it was super scary. And the other thing is, I used to get really interested in a topic. Let's just say I got really interested in Reiki for a while, and I became a certified Reiki practitioner. And then when I was done, I didn't really do anything with it. And then I'd move on to the next thing I was interested in, and I'd go to a workshop, and I was, you know, 100% in, and I wouldn't do anything with it. And I did get kind of disappointed in myself. It's like, well, why am I doing this? What's the point? And now, looking back, it kind of all makes sense, because we couldn't have done this divine breadcrumb if we hadn't tried all these things and learned about all these things and be able to share with you some of the things we've learned at workshops or the different authors we've talked to. It's all been a progression leading up to this, and that's how the divine breadcrumb was born. So I can't wait to hear about the stories all of you have.
I think it's going to be a great time. I think we're going to meet some great people. And, you know, there needs to be some laughter along the way. I know we all have times in our lives that are more challenging than others. And I think one of the biggest things to try and do through that is to, you know, find some humor, even if it's something small, just find some place where you can just have a quick chuckle or a big, huge belly laugh. And that's another thing that we want to bring into this. You know, some of this material can be heady or deeply emotional, but we want to present it to you and engage with you with an element of fun. I think fun is very important, and I don't know that we have enough fun in our lives. Again, another place where divine inspiration comes from is having fun. Think about when you were a child and you would be out playing, having fun, and all the great ideas and creativity that would just flow through you. So I think learning to laugh at little things, you know, Carol and I certainly have quite a few stories, which you'll hear about, that we still laugh about now, even though they happened years ago. And I just think that is a really positive feeling and a great tool to keep the energy flowing.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I'm laughing to myself as you're saying that, because I was thinking about that, just how important it is to keep your silly side. I mean, I know it's not appropriate in every situation, but oh my gosh, you know, Deb and I have traveled many places, and sometimes it's just because we're so tired, we're laughing at everything, but we've had some ridiculous experiences, which like Deb mentioned, we will share as time goes on, but that is super important. And we encourage that all the time. You know, I think that's one of the problems I had with the corporate world. And just to let you know, this is not to disparage people working in the corporate world who enjoy that, because I still have many friends who thrive in that environment. I just didn't. I really did feel like I was kind of wearing a mask and wasn't able to be myself. So doing what we're doing now, I can pretty much say what I want.
So true. We can say anything we want.
So, well, I guess we have to kind of limit it a little bit, but you know what I mean?
Of course, this whole journey, this whole path, this whole venture is for everybody to just sort of learn and grow and get in touch with, you know, your full potential and just to love your life. Don't waste it. This is a great gift that you've been given. You chose to be here for a reason, and there are things that you came to do. You know, I don't want to get to, you know, life purpose kind of thing, because I don't know that I necessarily believe in a single life purpose. I think life purpose is to learn and grow and have fun. We hope that we can do that together.
I think one of the things I learned from my dad, who passed a few years ago, but he was kind of the quintessential Peter Pan. He was all about having fun, being silly, just living your best life. And he used to tell me, even when I was a little girl, you're just so serious. Don't be so serious. It's not that big of a deal. I can remember very well being, I don't know, probably 8 years old, and I had woken up in the middle of the night and somehow knocked a whole box of tissues into the toilet. I started crying. And he came in, and at first he's like, "Are you all right?" And I, you know, I'm crying. "I dropped the tissues in the toilet." And he literally was just so irritated. He's like, "It's not a big deal. I'd rather have you swear than cry." This is to an 8 year old. So that was kind of my dad. It's like, "It's not a big deal. Just laugh about it. Swear about it. Vent. Whatever works." But it was very hard for me. I think I was a very serious little girl, and embracing my silly side was tough. And I know Deb went through a lot of that too. And it's almost like now that we're older, we get a chance to express that where we didn't so much get to do that as children.
Yeah, very true. I feel like I'm aging backwards. I was definitely a very adult child.
Yeah.
And it's nice to, you know, to get to be a kid now and, you know, just want to keep doing more and more of that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the details as how we want to share all this with you and engage with you and learn from you and teach you. Obviously, podcasts is one of the ways that we'll be communicating with you. We're very excited. We have several different formats. You know, Carol and I will be chatting. We'll certainly be interviewing other guests. We're very excited. Some of the guests that we have lined up, all of that information as it comes to happen will be posted on the site. We certainly hope you'll subscribe because we think we have some great material coming up. And, you know, we also want to hear from you. If you guys have questions, we'll give you opportunities to, you know, send us your audio questions and we can just do a question and answer show, which I think that's one of the things that Carol and I are both very excited about because we just want to get to know you and what sort of is making things work or what's working for you and what's not working for you and just share some time together.
Yeah. And I think it's important to learn what you guys want to know about, what you want to talk about. I mean, we might think we're going in a direction that, hey, this sounds pretty cool. This interests us and it might not resonate. So we'd love to hear, you know, who are some of the people you'd love to hear interviewed? What are the topics that really get you excited? We definitely want this to be a give and take type of environment.
We've already introduced the blog. There's a few blog posts up there. Also, different varieties of blog posts. As I mentioned earlier, we talked about doing some challenges. That's where those will be located. You know, we'd like to have guest bloggers. So if there's something that you want to write about, absolutely just let us know. We would love to have guest bloggers submit their content to us. Carol is sort of our resident writer, so she will be doing a lot of the blogging.
Yes, which I have to say has been kind of therapeutic. So I apologize in advance if it feels a little too heavy. I try to put humor in there because I've definitely learned to laugh at myself over the years. Not so much when I was a kid. I was labeled super sensitive and I was one of those kids. One harsh word, I was running to my room, but I definitely can see the humor in quite a few things now. So, but it's fun. All of it's fun. The good, the bad, the ugly. And I'm hoping it resonates with some of you as well.
Yes, it's all part of the learning process. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing we touched on is on the resources page, we are going to list some books and movies that have impacted our lives. So, you know, there might be a blurb about a book, and it's not so much a book review. It really is just either my personal feeling or Deb's personal feeling on how this book affected our lives and maybe check it out. You know, one of the things I talk about in my first blog, and Deb and I have talked about this a lot as well, is the fact that, you know, you hear about people getting kind of signs from the universe that they don't listen to. And then they get a harder tap. And then eventually they get a brick to the head in the form of some type of tragedy or losing your job or whatever it is. And I was always one of those brick to the head people. I had to learn the hard way. And our hope with sharing some of these resources and stories is that you don't have to learn the hard way, because I think I always thought that is how you have to learn. But I've come to learn, no, you can learn through joyful experiences just as easily. And quite honestly, that's preferable.
I absolutely agree. No need for tragedy if you can learn the lesson earlier than that. In addition to the book and movie resources, we're also going to be talking about maybe products that we've come across as we've been interviewing people or chatting with people, products that we think are happy products or useful products, or you know, companies that are doing really sort of mindful work with integrity. They might be worth trying out, since, you know, they're trying to do good and make good.
Right, absolutely. And that's another thing I don't think we touched on is, as we're interviewing people and showcasing these services and products, we really want to talk to people who are kind of adding heart to everything they do, wanting to do good for their fellow man, for the earth. That, I mean, that's really important. And I think it's just something that I think more people are awakening to. You see it everywhere, and it's nice to see. I mean, there's a lot of bad news constantly every day, and our hope is that this is kind of a refuge from that, and seeing all these good products or good services or whatever it is.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we've stressed many times now that this is meant to be a sharing experience. So there's a spot on the site that you can send us little short stories about your divine breadcrumbs. Please share. We love to hear other people's stories, questions, pretty much, you know, any kind of information that just sharing your experiences, because again, that's how we all lift each other up, which is sort of the point. We just really want to make this somewhere where you can like just leave the stress of the day behind, and it's your time for you to just focus and ground yourself and connect.
Absolutely. And another thing, if you think of anyone that you think we should interview, that you think, wow, they have a great business, or they're really doing something with heart that helps their community, things like that, definitely come to us. You know, we'll have the emails and the contact information on the site, because again, we're going to be looking to the community for ideas. I mean, we have things lined up, but there might be some really great people that we should have on the show. And I would love to do that.
And we're so looking forward to meeting all of you.
Yes.
Tell us the things that you want. We hope to be doing classes, if that's what people are looking for, classes or webinars or conferences, just informal meetups, live podcasting, question and answer. I mean, we're just really sort of open to the gamut here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we love talking about visualization, manifestations, you know, kind of banishing the negativity out of your life. There's all kinds of topics that I think resonate with so many people right now. And it's just fun to talk about and learn from each other.
And energize each other.
And energize. It is. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Very energizing.
You know, and it's funny, as we're talking about energy, you know, full transparency, this is our first podcast. We've never done this before. And it feels a little stiff even as I'm talking, but I want to be honest and authentic about the journey. This is our first time doing this, and I know we'll get more comfortable and better, and it'll feel like second nature. So I hope you'll bear with us as we learn, because, you know, we're not experts in every field. This is the great thing about it. We've learned a ton over the last, I would say, 10 years especially, because we've kind of taken these personal journeys to get out of our box, but we're by no means experts, and we want to continue to learn and grow from, you know, new authors, new speakers, our audience. Yeah, it just never ends, which is a great thing.
Yes. And, you know, sort of the theme through this podcast has been just sharing experience and, you know, meeting new people and just engagement, just engaging with people, engaging with life, engaging with action, engaging with the universe. And it all just comes back through you.
Exactly. You know, and if some of you are thinking, well, you know, that all sounds nice that this came together for you, but I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do and it's not coming to me. You know, we can talk about ways that will help with that. Again, for me, it made it a little easier because I left a job and then had time to really work on myself. I hired a life coach that helped me work through a lot of things and kind of figure out, you know, marry up what my skill set and my what I like to do, put that together. But it still didn't happen right away. I think I was, you know, it took about 3.5 months after I left my corporate job and I was exercising. And all of a sudden I kind of got this download of information of what I thought I could do. And I remember getting really excited and I talked to Deb about it. And in a week or two, the Divine Breadcrumb was born and it's really morphed and changed and will continue to do so, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think the more feedback we hear from our audience, our readers, our listeners, this is really going to morph and change into something very special, I think. And that's all a reflection of the participants.
Yeah.
Making this a community that engages everyone.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. I can't believe that this is happening in some ways. I can and I can't. Like, it still feels like a dream because it's something we talked about and visualized. I mean, literally, we put on paper kind of what we wanted to manifest. And when I first left my job, I had gotten a new whiteboard and it was one of those magnetic boards and it was completely blank. There, I had a few magnets on it. That was it. And now I've made so many wonderful connections, whether it's through, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, in other forums. Even just getting our business card, which, you know, you think, okay, well, any Jamoke could go to Vistaprint and get a business card. But what this business card represented was the culmination of years and years of experience and going through tough times, also going through great times. So it was just really exciting. And I just thank you all so much for being here and listening. And I hope we get to take this ride together.
Yes, looking forward to that. I think it'll be an exciting journey.
Me too.
So I think that should probably, that's a good place for us to wrap up today. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think this is good. And just a little bit of just a housekeeping is what we plan to do is to release 2 podcasts a month. So it'll be every other week in the beginning. I hope at some point it will get on a more regular cadence, hopefully every week, but that's what we're going to do for now so that you don't lose sight of us.
And always be checking the site because there'll be updated content on the site all the time. We'll have regular blog posts and obviously the information coming from you. We want to get that up there and share your stories with everyone as well.
Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and we look forward to connecting with you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.